Welcome to Creatively Exposed, a podcast and safe space for Black and marginalized creatives to empower, educate, and uplift you through the final product of self and creation. Bring a homie, share with a homie, and enjoy the show.
Hey y'all, this episode is a snippet of a crossover that I did with the Empress Empire podcast discussing crystals and the woo things that I'm totally into. So if you're interested in listening in, check the rest of the episode. And for now, just enjoy this snippet. If you're feeling the vibes, check the link in the bottom to the direct episode. And there are a couple of things going on in the transits of the sky. Mars is now in retrograde in Gemini for the next 7 months. I believe Saturn has gone direct. And Jupiter in Pisces is a thing for a while, until December. So some things that maybe last December to May of this year, themes might come back up. Be mindful of gossip. Be mindful of being passive aggressive. Be clear on your boundaries and enforcing them. And there's something going on also with Neptune, so some things just might not be so clear. So whatever you've been holding on to that you have not expressed, this might be the time. However, if there are new ideas or you hear hearsay, I'll sit with it before you make a decision. And so, happy Halloween, Samhain, Jede, Dia de Muerto, ancestral veneration, Hoodoo month to everyone and all of those who celebrate or celebrated. And do not forget that you are magic. Pas oublier où c'est magique. No te olvides que eres magia. Check out the show and I hope you enjoy.
You had said, like, you know, you haven't really seen many people of our complexion, you know, with these stores.
Yeah.
So what was it for you that was like, I'm about to do my own thing?
Right. I think the biggest thing is a couple of different things. For sure, it was every time I went into a store, ain't no Black people there. Mm-hmm. Like, it was minimal Black people, not only owning the store, but also being in these places.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when I would bring it up to people, they're like, what's that? Like, what do these rocks do? Like, and I'm just like, oh no, we need to get you free, friend. And I think it's being able to provide information mm-hmm. to the communities that need the most healing. Cause let's be honest, the places that have wellness and healing and whatever, don't always feel like safe spaces, or right. they're the people who need the least healing because they're not being systemically pushed to their breaking point. And right. so my biggest thing is, like, I want us to have a safe space. I want us to be able to find our journey, be it with one crystal, with whatever it is that you find that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just being curious about spirituality and seeing where that leads.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's changed my life for sure. And so that's my biggest reason, is like yeah. access an opening point in a conversation is the point of my crystal shop.
I love that. Y'all go get a crystal. Go now. Go.
And like, if right anyone has questions, like, I'm definitely somebody who will be like, you send me a DM, hey, what does this do or whatever? Mm-hmm. I will give you the breakdown. I have no yeah. issues, you know? Yeah. So I think it's also knowing the crystals and what they do and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing too, because I know some people get them for the aesthetics. Because it, but see, this is the thing. Y'all might get them for aesthetics, but they're still going to do what they're supposed to
Do
do.
the thing. They're gonna
So,
amplify whatever it
regardless,
is
because I know
that
some
you
people will
need.
get upset or feel offended by that, but I think that these are beautiful elements that, we get to experience. So, regardless of if you're using it for healing or you like the way that it looks, just like we like the, like I like the way this tapestry looks. Like, I'm just getting it because I like the way it looks. So, I've never been the one to just be like, oh, we are just, romanticizing the
No.
crystals. They're beautiful. They're beautiful tools to begin with. So, even if your intention is to, okay, this is cute, I want this in my room, it's still going to amplify that energy
Yeah,
regardless,
absolutely. Nothing for me, nothing is a coincidence, right? Like, I mean, I do a lot of research and read way too many things. And so, like, I see your tapestry. It's a yellow tapestry with sunflowers. What does yellow represent? Confidence. It represents, the solar plexus. If you're into, I don't know, Ifa, then it's equated to ocean. Like, there's so many different things that just picking out something that you like has its own subconscious benefit.
That is so powerful because a lot of people don't realize that. And I talked about that in my manifestation episode where, when you have something around, you keep it around, it's going to be picked up by your mind and you're going to project that, through your actions and things like that. So as I always tell people, get whatever you feel called to. Because people will ask me, like, what should I get? What tarot card should I get?
Same.
What crystal should I? Whatever you feel called to, whether it's the color, whether it's the texture, whether it's just the way it looks all together, it's calling out to you for a reason. So go with that. Because people do have like this tendency. I know for me when I first got my crystals, I kind of already knew like what I was going to get. Like it wasn't like a, I'm going, this is my first time understanding crystals. But I know for some people they don't really know what to do, but that would be my best advice. Do you have any advice as someone that, works with them more often than me? Do you have any advice on people that are starting out, maybe looking around, wanting to get crystals, don't know where to look or where to start, or so on and so forth?
For sure. I literally have a starter kit, and so those are usually, your clear quartz, your amethyst, your rose quartz, green aventurine. Not many people know about that starting out. And of course, obsidian or smoky quartz. But in general, if you are physically there or you go online and you're like, what is this? Right? The thing that catches your eye, that even if you're like, I'm gonna just sleep on it because I got like $150 in my cart, so I'm gonna come back. The one thing or the few things that keep calling your attention, and you think about it, and when you see it, it's still like, oh, this, what about this is the thing that's what you need. Because then after you sit and you read what it means, like all of my stones, most of them at least, I'm still stocking stuff, have the breakdown of what they do. But that means that's a general statement, right? Like, intuitively, it might do something different for you. So it's whatever that you're like, huh, go with that feeling, go with the curiosity. If you just want something very just like, oh, I just want to start with something, always get a clear quartz. You can never go wrong.
Because I know for that one, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that's more of like you can kind of base your own intentions with that one. Whereas some of the others may, have their own different, spiritual qualities or properties. So I love clear quartz. I had that in my, that was my starter kit for sure. That would, I had put, I had all, I mean, I was in there grabbing crystals like it was Black Friday. I was in there like, I'm getting this one. I'm getting
I
that
know
one.
the
I'm getting this.
feeling.
I was just going crazy with that because it's really the experience of just walking into that store. It's different being online shopping and actually having
That
a
is
physical store you could go to because for one, it's
the
the environment.
vibrations. Yeah, it's the
Yes, it's so beautiful.
vibrations. And if you go to a physical store and you feel nothing and you're like, I don't feel nothing, and you wait like a minute and nothing comes in, that is not the store for you. Find another one. Because that's happened to me before. And I've looked at my friend, I'm like, let's go. Because this is
We gotta get
weird.
out of here.
Like, I don't know what this is about.
This might not be for us.
Yeah, and that's just fine too.
Right. Yeah, because there's always going to be a store out there for y'all. So for those that are like, if y'all are struggling with that, there's going to be a store out there for you for sure. Because I didn't know we had one. That was what shocked the hell out of me, because I live in Kentucky. So crystals and healing, and we have churches. We got about 50,000 churches
There's,
in
but
my
where there is a
city.
church, there is something spiritual
Facts,
around the
facts.
corner,
Right. So I
because,
remember like looking it up. I was like, crystal near me, because I was like, I just want to
right.
see. And we had a store, and I was like, what? It's like, I thought I was
Yeah.
gonna have to travel out to a different,
I
city to
feel
get
that.
some, but that was like the best moment for me, because that's kind of how I knew things were aligning with me as far as like where I was in my journey. And even wanting to get my first crystal, and just kind of having my necklace, and things like that. So it's one of those
Yeah.
moments where I was like, okay, I don't know what's about to happen, but we got to see.
Well,
And I was
we
like,
about to find
whoa,
out. Yeah,
yes, I love it.
it's just really interesting. And I like that it's become more popular because there's a little bit more access
Right.
to it as well. But usually, most places have a little something.
Yeah, I know we have some places in the mall. Now, this is kind of leading me to my next question, because I have to ask this. But there's a store in our mall that sells crystals. But these crystals, personally don't think that they're real. Just because when I feel them, I don't feel anything. It just kind of feels like nothing, you know? So as someone that works with these very often, how can you tell the difference between a real crystal, something that's more authentic and raw, and something that's fabricated?
So the biggest thing, there are a couple of crystals that will always be fabricated, like opalite. Usually when it has like an ITE at the end, it's a man-made crystal. Sometimes it still has its benefits, but it's not like plastic or anything. So opalite has like a little bit of a feminine yin restful energy. But if it's like a lot, oh, I take very big offense to this one. So citrine, I actually have one here.
I got
Citrine
one too.
is not, it looks like this. It's supposed to be clear. It's supposed to be light yellow. When you see basically something that's like a cluster and it's a dark orange, that's just heated up amethyst. It still has its benefits, right? Because it is amethyst, but it's heated up. Fake crystals in general, try to do a scratch test because stones are hard. Unless it's like a calcite or a sodalite, those are a little bit softer, so you don't want to get too crazy. But like if you have a clear quartz and you just put something sharp against it, you're not going to be able to scratch it because it has a hardness scale that's more than whatever you're going to use. Right? What else? Some can't deal with heat. Like sometimes, like if you put fire to this, it's just really going to get hot. It's not going to melt. Because stones, if you think about it, something that has been solidifying for hundreds of years isn't going to just melt, because it's you're literally going to the Earth's core to check these, get these stones. So I think those are the best tests. Try with something sharp, see if it marks or something. Especially if it's a quartz. Quartz, it's almost indestructible unless you drop it or put it in like hot water for too long or something like that. But other than that, it should be fine.
Okay, good. It's good to know that, because I don't know, I'm very big on like I'm clairsentient. Well, I have a lot of well, I have all the
You,
clairs, but my
I
biggest
call
one
that
is
olivoyance. I have a friend that's like that, and I call it olivoyance.
olivoyance. I love that, because I am, but I know my clairsentience is very strong. So when I feel things, I can kind of tell, like,
Yeah, if you feel
Yeah,
nothing,
like
that's a
nah.
big, big sign.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not producing any type of energy whatsoever.
If it feels dead, then it probably is,
Yeah.
you
That's what I
know.
wanted to ask, because there's some people that wouldn't really be able to tell,
Yeah.
especially not being as experienced with crystals, or just kind of not having that, intuitive approach to
Right.
connecting. So I'm glad that you answered that, and
Wait.
hopefully those that are listening. Oh,
One
go ahead.
more. So, as they do this especially with malachite, because malachite is expensive. If it's too cheap, so let's say you buy a bracelet and it's $4, it might not be real if it looks too perfect, because malachite doesn't ever look the same. So if they have five bracelets and all the bracelets, the pattern is the same exact thing, it's man-made. Okay. So
Got it.
just an FYI for that, because it'll
Yeah.
usually be a little bit more expensive and you'll be like, oh, okay.
Right.
But if it's too perfect, too smooth, then you might want to start asking questions.
Okay, that's good to keep in mind. Shit, you're giving me insight. I'm like, okay, I'm taking mental
Yeah.
notes. I'm like, got it. Got it. So I forgot what else I was gonna ask you. But since we're on the subject of, the expenses, and things like that, what are your prices in comparison to maybe some other stores or things like that? Do you feel like, got reasonable prices? Because I'm shopping. I'm shopping right
I have
now.
different levels. So like there are
Yeah.
things that if I look at my original crystal collection, I crack up now because I'm like, why did I spend $10 on this little thing? So I have anywhere from like $4 to like our higher end bigger crystals, which would be like maybe $200, and that's probably one of my highest. I am getting like bigger things, and so there'll be some higher price points, but for the most part, unless you're getting something super exclusive, like Larimar is expensive, malachite is expensive, there's a couple of specimens that are expensive, but overall I would say reasonable. I would say pretty reasonable. And
I
you
love
can
that.
always compare. Because I do look around and I'm like, okay, what does everyone have going on? And all of my prices for the most part are angel numbers.
Yeah, because I've always wondered how people do price them, because I have some crystals that I thought about selling, but I'm like, how would I even price and really put the value on these crystals? Because
For
part of me is
sure.
like, this can help someone, but then I'm like, okay, like ah. So that's what I
It
wanted to
just,
ask, just because I feel like
yeah.
it's one of those things where it's
Pricing is hard
yeah.
because it's easier for me to be reasonable because I don't have a place,
Right.
right? Because I don't have to include overhead and leasing and all of
Right.
this stuff. But
Yeah.
if you're going into a store, remember that they got to pay their mortgage or their rent or their lease or what have you. So sometimes it could be more expensive, or it can be cheaper because they can buy thousands of that thing. Most of my stuff, I have maybe four to five items, unless it's tumbles.
Okay.
You know, so if
Yeah.
it's also, it's how rare that stone is. Because citrine, you can't get a lot of citrine all of the time. It's like it has seasons. And so citrine is a little bit more expensive because it's not something like clear quartz where you can get all the time.
Okay, I love that. So I'm gonna throw one at you. Top five crystals.
Oh,
I know it's
that's
probably
hard.
hard. I'll do mine. So that way I'll give you time to do your thing. So first I gotta give it to Carnelian. That crystal has helped boost my confidence. It has helped me with my sexuality and just my sensuality, just kind of being able to connect more, you know, with that, because I dealt with a lot of hypersexuality, and that's helped stimulate that for me. And creativity. So I always associate carnelian with the Empress and Tarot, just because it kind of gives off that vibe. And I'm the sacral empress, so it just kind of meshes so well. So second crystal. It's kind of a tie, but I'm like there's no specific order. It's just my top five, but then I'm like, so second's gotta go to selenite. I love that crystal so much. I use it for Reiki. I literally have I got two big wands, because I remember going to the store and I got one time, and then I went a second time and I got another one, just because I love the wands. Like, they're so, like, it's just nice to hold them and have them, and I just be scanning my body with it.
I love that you do Reiki. I love it. Yes.
Powerful. My third. I gotta be careful. My crystal's probably looking at me like, girl, what you about to say? What you about to say? I'm gonna give it to Jade. Jade has helped me out a lot. I actually got this this pendant from New York. It was actually my last day, and I just wanted to go to the crystal shop and get some things from there, because there are so many botanicas around I lived. New York, I'm gonna just tell you this right now. New York, there's literally unlimited shops out there.
Yeah,
literally unlimited. And my friend Ty was telling me that Capricorn is like New York. And it would make sense, because Capricorn is such a spiritual sign. So it makes sense. So there's so many out there. If y'all live in New York and don't even know that y'all have so many different crystal spots,
botanicas, and botanicas.
I love it, because it's so inclusive. That's why I love New York, because it's so inclusive. Like, so many different cultures.
Whatever you practice, you'll find something.
So I remember going, and I remember getting a money soap. I got this pendant. I think I got another one for my brother, or some bracelets and stuff. So I ended up getting a bunch of stuff, because I was moving back home. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna just grab some stuff here, because, you know, we only got one shop where I'm at. So I ended up getting a whole bunch of stuff, spent a lot of money, and just kind of kept it. So Jade, she's brought in a lot of things for me, prosperity, and just all of these different things. So love her.
Love Jade.
I'm on for amethyst. I can't forget amethyst.
Also, one thing that I did want to say after the portion of the episode that I want to share is about half an hour left of this, or more. It's like half an hour to 45 minutes. And there was one thing that I misspoke, which was depending on what kind of a stone, if it ends in ite, it may be fake. That is not true, because I sat with them. There's so many of those. But there are some that it's like opalite, and there are a few man-made stones that it's always important to ask, is this man-made or is this a natural stone, when you get to the part of how to figure out what's real and what's fake. And so that was the correction I want to make, because the Virgo in me won't allow it. So I hope you appreciated the show, enjoyed it. Definitely check out the second portion, or the rest, like the whole thing, on the links below. And if you're interested, everything's in the show notes. And I'll see you next week. I know I've been gone for a while. Life is life, and therefore I haven't had a lot to express or say, but there's another interview that I did do, and you know, I still got plans to do things. It's just, you know, life takes its twists and its turns, but we're here. I hope you're making space for yourselves, the life that you want to live, and for creation. Do not forget that you are magic. Thank you, as always.
Thank you for listening to the show. Check out our Patreon, the website in the show notes. Rate, review, and subscribe or share with the homie. And don't forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pablie, usted magic. Take care and see you next week.